Hello, I'm Keith Perron, and welcome to another edition of Jazz for the Asking. Well, it's very nice to have you with us once again on the program. Today, as always, a lot of really fantastic music. We kick off right away with a request that we had from Ibrahim in Indonesia. He would like to hear a remark you made by Weather Report. Weather report. A remark you made going out to Ibrahim in Indonesia. Now, many of you have heard of Charlie Mingus, and you probably have a favorite Charlie Mingus recording or album. In 1957, Charlie Mingus entered a studio in New York and recorded an album called Tijuana Moods. It was released in 1962 on RCA Victor. Charlie Mingus called this album his best ever record. In fact, to quote him, he said, "This is the best record I ever made." What's fascinating about it is that it's not just traditional jazz, but also goes off into the direction of experimental jazz, something that Charlie Mingus was extraordinary at. The cut we will listen to is called Yisabel's Table Dance. It features on bass Charlie Mingus, who's also the leader, Jimmy Kepner on trombone, Curtis Porter on alto sax, Clarence Shaw on trumpet, Bill Trelinga on piano, Danny Richman on drums, and Frankie Dunlop on percussion. Thank you. Charlie Mingus from the album Tijuana Moods with Isabel's Table Dance. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking from PCJ Radio. We now go to two tracks back-to-back from Wynton Marsalis. These are taken from a series of albums that he put out featuring the great standards, called Marsalis's Standard Time. We begin with Cherokee. Thank you. two tracks back to back from Wynton Marsalis. We just heard In the Court of King Oliver, and before that, Cherokee. That was from Volume 1 of Standard Time, and the last one we listened to was from Volume 3. You're listening to Jazz for the Asking. If you'd like to contact us, our email address is very simple. It's jazz@pcjmedia.com. That's jazz@pcjmedia.com. Coming up in the second hour of the program, some popular standards. But first, here's the Chet Baker Sextet with Blues in the Closet.
Thank you.
Freddie Hubbard from the album Straight Life, featuring George Benson, Ron Carter, Herbie Hancock, and others, with Here's That Rainy Day. And before that, the Chet Baker Sextet with Blues in the Closet, with a composition by Oscar Pettiford. An album that we have featured a number of times before is the album Together Again, the Benny Goodman Quartet. Now, this is not the original quartet that Benny Goodman had in the 1930s. No, this is when he got together with Gene Krupa, Lionel Hampton, and Teddy Wilson to do a new recording. Here they are with Running Wild. Benny Goodman Quartet with Running Wild. Now, in a few moments, we're going to have a station break on the local station you're listening to us on. Some of you will be getting another hour, so stay tuned, because we have some popular standards and some of the great vocalists coming up in the second hour of Jazz for the Asking. To leave you now, here's Carmen McRae and How I Wish. Thank you.
So busy being blasé, how I wish you'd ask me now. I was vain and blind then, prone to be unkind then. Wish they'd turn back time somehow. Then I was audacious. I ignored what was precious. How I wish you'd ask me now. I thought then I'd always be all footloose and fancy free. Light of turns out to be true love. Once my ego ruled me, flattered me and fooled me more times than the laws allow. You asked me, could I care? My attention was elsewhere. How I wish you'd ask me now. You asked me, could I care? My attention was elsewhere.